Here we are at the Energy Exposition in Gillette, Wyoming, being joined with the governor himself, the Honorable Mark Gordon. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Jason. Good to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming out here. We're getting very excited for your presentation tonight, your speaking tonight, your engagement. And in fact, we got Zach Ross. He's practicing, getting ready with some riffs. He's going to perform the national anthem. Have you ever had anyone perform an electric guitar version of the national anthem?
I have not, but I was told about one of the ships that was, and I'm trying to remember which one it was, but it was bombed by terrorists. And as they left the port in Oman, they played Jimi Hendrix's version.
Oh, no kidding.
As loud as they could, because they didn't want the Muslims to be offended.
So I told Zach Ross, who just graduated from Campbell County High School, and he's on his way to Powell, Wyoming.
Exactly. Great music program.
Yeah, Northwest College.
Yeah.
And so community college. And so he's going to head out there. He's actually skipping class today. In true rock star fashion, he's skipping class to play guitar.
Yeah.
And so we wish him all the luck. But and I've never seen a live performance myself of national anthem, so I'm very excited for this
cool.
And the whole
That'd
deal.
Cool.
What are you going to speak on tonight? I imagine part of it will be some news that really in the last 24 hours is dominating any of the news networks, which is, it sounds like President Biden's going to be doing some change-a-roo, if you will, with the federal leasing. Update us on what's going on there.
Yeah, it's a little hard to know exactly what the dimensions of this are going to be. They've been sort of dragged kicking and screaming to kind of loosen up. We and a number of other states sued early in the year. Louisiana got a judgment fairly quickly. They had, quote, paused, which is not litigable, but they'd paused the leasing to do a study. Round one was canceled, round two was canceled, round three they started doing some of the scoping for. I guess they're doing a little bit of leasing, but they still want to do reform, and God knows what that's going to be exactly. We're standing in there. We have another lawsuit that says you have to reinstate round one and round two. This country needs to move forward, and we can't just sort of have little piecemeal movements. We've got to have a program that makes sense, that allows people to invest, and make sure that we have a runway out in front of us.
Let's talk about investment. You were one of the states that got creative with some COVID CARES Act money, if my memory serves me correctly. I don't know what the exact terminology is, but you basically put it as an economic development stimulus, which was different than what North Dakota did, who did a similar version of that. Talk about that and how that's going.
Sure. Well, and I would say Doug Burgum's a great friend, and we've kind of been sort of shoulder to shoulder in a lot of this. But in our program, what we did, first off, we wanted to make sure that most of that money went to the small businesses that were really impacted. And if you're in Wyoming, oil and gas is our biggest employer, and it's just makes sense to make sure that we got that money out to producers. So we had what we called the Energy Rebound Program. We put about $40 million out last year, put a bunch more out this year to basically finish wells that hadn't been completed. And as you know, Jason, when prices collapsed last year, for the first time in the state's history, really the first time in the state's history, we did not have one rig running.
I remember that. Rig count zero.
Yeah, and prices had gone negative and everything else. We needed to have our industries here and people working because this is the future of the state. And so we were able to deploy that money.
And were these loans or were these stimulus grants?
They
or?
Were stimulus grants.
Oh,
I mean,
perfect.
They were just to get work done. That money was not to be a loan. We looked at ways that we could make it very easy, but the federal legislation really didn't provide for that. And it really needed to be grants, and that's what we did.
Well, now that was one of the risks of the oil and gas industry, of those that got loans versus a stimulus, because there still isn't business out there.
No.
There's not new business.
No.
In North Dakota, they're trying to, cap some of the wells, and you've got this economic stimulus going. But when you look at the bigger picture, most of the people just spend a year trying to get business.
No, that's exactly right. And, the other thing that Really, we didn't advertise. It's just not the right thing to do. We made sure that we had about $15 million bucks at the end of the year before the December 31st cutoff that was really right up to the end. We put about $15 million bucks out to every county for them to make sure they could put it to use with local nonprofits, so, you know, helping to feed people, helping to pay bills for heating for their homes, because this was devastating to everybody.
So let's talk a little bit about maybe what some energy companies should be thinking about coming up next year. Now, you know, as well as I do, a lot of these oil and gas companies, they go into their annual meetings and, you know, maybe September, October, November, but really the boardroom decisions happen over 1, maybe 2 months. And that's the end of the year.
Right.
And then they manage those decisions for the next 10 years. Now, that's not 100%. There's some obviously some flexibility in there, but that's the template. What do you think people should know that are doing business in Wyoming? I saw Continental Resources investing a lot of money into Wyoming. And when I look at Wyoming, I think Wyoming has got the long-term vision, which is it's a natural gas play at the end of the day. And natural gas ain't going to go anywhere anytime soon.
No, and I think, you know, Wyoming's putting a lot of effort into blue hydrogen. We're looking opportunity sets there. There's Paul Ulrich, who I think will be speaking tonight with Jonah Energy, is really talking about sort of green natural gas and what they're trying to do as a marketing piece. Powder River Basin, obviously a great play, and Jonah still has a lot of life left in it. We're starting to see a little bit of activity down in our south central part of the state. We really understand that the future of the country is going to depend on having every source of energy available. You know, people are trying to limit it a little bit now. This administration's been a big headwind. Some states are doing that. And I think what's happening is people are recognizing that Wyoming is a place you can do business and a place that is part of the future.
I still think coal is going to come back in a way that nobody expects it to. And I think it's going to come back and be the solution to fresh water.
Well, I don't disagree with you. It's kind of funny. We had a little dust up, I guess, with Washington State, which had, and we, you know, the company unfortunately went out of business because they were so delayed for so long that they couldn't put the port in place mm-hmm. that they wanted to. But they invested and we put millions of dollars into basically cleaning up an old aluminum mill. And the way they did it was with coal. Mm-hmm. You know, we obviously have a couple of industries here that have done great work with activated carbon. But I don't think the last song has been sung about what coal can do. We can move technology forward. And in fact, if we're really serious about taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, and this is something Doug Burgum and I have both talked about, you know, you're going to have to do it with some sort of coal mm-hmm. because it's the easiest, cheapest way to get that CO2 out of the atmosphere. You combine it with some carbon capture and we can make it happen.
I think the roads like to use the fly ash too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if we like roads, we need fly ash around too. So, I mean, there's all kinds of uses. And
well, when you look at the efficiency of refining now, it just isn't the asphalt there used to be.
No.
And so really there's other opportunities there as well.
Well, sir, I appreciate it. Good luck tonight. And anything that companies should know about this, either whether it's the ESG movement or whether it's coal or anything that you want to leave as a final word, I guess?
Well, I would say that, you know, the place that really is in the lead and has been for a number of years on this is Wyoming. We were the first place to really define what core spaces look like for CO2 sequestration. We have more robust efforts in that endeavor than anywhere else. We're open for business, obviously. You know, we're very anxious to make sure that we're competitive going forward. And so this is a great place to invest your money. This is a great place to look for the future.
Thank you, sir. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.